good evening.
Or whenever you're listening.
I'm Alec.
I'm Eric.
We're the Petchy Brothers.
And this is StoryTap, Halloween edition.
Where, for the month of October, we tap the potential of different ideas to make some Halloween-themed stories.
This episode, Teen Witch Movie.
It reads like Teen Witch Movie, but you have to read it phonetically.
Harry Potter meets every Disney Channel original movie ever.
You had an idea.
I had an idea. Now, Eric is usually the driving force behind these episodes. But Eric said to me, I said to Eric, I have an idea for spooky season. And last time we let Alec start the show, I said those immortal words, fish movie. This is the Halloween equivalent of fish movie. So either I finally get Eric to commit to just making a bad idea, or we got another heater.
I'm down for a bad idea.
Fair enough. Either way, I feel like this one really can go either way, like fish movie.
Okay.
Here it is. A school for spooky things.
A school for spooky things.
A school for spooky things. We're talking a Hogwarts situation. We're talking Halloween Town High. We're talking some other example. Every fictional TV show in every children's TV show from the early 2000s that was clearly a nod to Harry Potter.
Okay. So Hotel Transylvania, but a school.
But a school.
Okay,
there you
cool.
go. For spooky things or for witches and wizards and something else.
All right. So is it animated or is it live action?
I don't know yet, man. I think honestly, okay, I'm going to say animated. I think okay. It's animated.
3D? Like basically we're doing the Hotel Transylvania style. And basically this is like in the Hotel Transylvania universe kind of vibe?
No, I don't want to do that. I want something better than that.
Oh, okay.
No, I want something good. I've changed my mind.
All right, you want it good.
Want it good.
It's not... And when I said that, I didn't mean it was actually in the Hotel Transylvania universe. I meant it's that kind of vibe.
Yeah, that feels a little too copy and pasted for us, actually. Except for all of the things that we just did that were copy and pasted. Literally, other people's ideas.
Yeah. The last, like, 3 episodes.
They were good episodes.
So to kick off spooky season, we're having a... not specifically a monster university. We're having spooky high school.
We're having macabre technical college.
Okay. I'm kind of getting something here. What kind of story do you want to tell with it?
I feel like it's always a sort of coming of age story because that is what it sets us up for. This journey of self-discovery as you move on into a new moment in life.
Okay, a coming of age, monster, high school. Well, I said it monster again.
I'm leaning magic users.
Okay,
has it been done to death? I mean, I like that Harry Potter is kind of the ceiling on that.
All right. So, magicians, like wizards and witches, warlocks,
yes.
All that?
I feel like, okay, here's something that I've always appreciated, that there are distinctions between different kinds of magic users and different sources of magic. And that, I think, is something this can revolve around. That this is more of a vaguely European multi-track college system where people around the age of 15, 16 start in a specific career direction with magic. Which they do in Europe, which kind of seems like a good idea. But this, let's save that for our next podcast, which is going to be about the education system in America. Spoilers. So there are alchemists who are like potion people who use these complex formulas to put stuff together. And there are wizards who basically are kind of like musicians almost, or mathematicians who study like this arcane knowledge and reason their way to stuff. I think the idea is that sorcerers call on spirits or deities to lend them power, and witches and magicians are different for some reason. I'm off on that.
Okay, I got something. In fact, I got three things.
He's got three things.
We can go with the usual thing, of there is a wizard who is born into a wizarding family that only does alchemy. And his parents want him to do alchemy, but he wants to do, I don't know, animal magic. He wants to do something that they see as below them. And there's that coming of age story.
Right.
Alternatively, we have Magic High School Musical, where there's a, it's like a love story between two different cliques.
So in.
And third, we could do the first idea, but the protagonist doesn't want to do magic at all, and he wants to cook, and it's Eddie's $1 million cook-off.
Oh.
I'm leaving it to you, though.
Why do you do this to me, Eric? This is all, it's all so beautiful. Just because we already recently did a food movie.
That's very true.
I'm going with Magic High School Musical. All right. We've officially chosen to do something really weird.
Okay,
I think
already
it should
it.
Be. I think our protagonist should be. No, that was when I was taking this too seriously. I don't think it matters. Go.
Okay, I've already got it. It's Romeo and Juliet. It's West Side Story, but instead of someone getting killed at the Rumble or after the Rumble or wherever. He's turned into a pig. There's like a magic duel going on, and he's like, I won't fight you. And then as a result of his pacifism, his bud gets turned into a pig.
Okay, that's actually really great. And, but, I mean, he's there. He's there for the rest of the show. He's there for the rest of the movie. He's just a pig now.
That's pretty great.
And I don't know, they can change him back at the end. That's a denouement throwaway.
Yeah. Okay, so are we going to have wizarding families? That was something done in the Fate Zero anime, where, like, this was just like a throwaway exposition line, but the deal was there are families of magicians, and anybody can be a magician, but if your ancestors were all magicians, then you're just, like, inherently stronger than somebody who's just starting out.
Yeah, like, power is passed on over generations, is accumulated and given to your descendants.
So, obviously, our main character can't be from something strong like that. Or maybe they are. So, the sort of vibe I'm getting is, are we doing families or are we doing schools is where the sect between the lovers is.
I think that families and schools taken together is good, because I mean that interest of like, I want to do something else is like, no, we've accumulated all this power and you're gonna squander it by pivoting.
You know what it could be?
What
is you know the classic tale of one person? Well, I'm gonna go with the guy in the relationship, and they can be, I'm just using placeholder pronouns right now, but the guy, he is from a lower class family, so he has to take a certain sort of school route. And then she is from a higher class family, but the deal is, it's just a metaphor for business. It's just business school. And the only reason that not everyone does business school is because they're, like, clandestine. And they, like, don't want to share the information. Because, like, you know, every other field, on soapbox right here, every other field, when they find something, and all the sciences, even the arts, they find something, and they're like, I want everyone to know this now. Business is always like, I found something out. I must capitalize on this and keep this a secret at all costs. So that would be pretty fun.
It's proprietary.
So Magic Business School.
Magic Business School.
MBS University. Magic Business School University. Okay, since we're kind of getting in a groove and we kind of know what story we want to tell, I guess I'm going to just use High School Musical as the sort of blueprint for how things go.
Alright.
And then we'll pivot to Romeo and Juliet / West Side Story halfway through.
Great.
Cool. So
I've never recognized the extent to which High School Musical is Romeo and Juliet. Not that it really is, but how, like, everything is sort of the same.
What we're seeing is the abolition of the class system.
Right.
Within school. And so, therefore, the villain must be the principal or the vice... No, it should be the principal so that the cool vice principal can become principal at the end.
Right.
All right. And the principal is, like, an old school kind of witch. And the vice principal is a new school kind of witch. It's like she's got the old one that has the hat, and she's like, no, we must be green and everything. And the new one's like, hey, no, skateboard. And but that's enough now.
It's just somebody who like wears clothes, all those scarves. Like what have you ever seen an actual witch? Somebody who actually like has a witchcraft religion? Just like that. Think of your witch friend with the weird hair color and that one nose ring or stud or whatever it is that sticks out of her. That person.
Very cool.
That's what this vice principal witch looks like.
Okay. So why are these two very different students at the same school? Is it just because they happen to be at the same school, or is one of them brought in as a matter of circumstance? Probably the lower class one getting some sort of lottery, stumbling upon something that lets them into this. Is it a prestigious school, or is it just a normal school?
It's a prestigious school. Let's say it's a prestigious school that...
It's an academy.
And that, like, it's one of those things where, like, the entry test has virtually no correlation with how good you're actually gonna do in something. So it's like, I'm gonna get into this and study magic business. What is our magic business?
I don't know.
Okay.
It might just be, like, business.
Okay, you know what? Let's make it alchemy. You make stuff for other people. Like, you make all the ingredients to other people's spells, and you can make bank, even though it's super boring and technical.
Okay, so, like...
That's it. He gets in, and he's like, I'm taking full alchemy track.
Computer science.
Yeah.
I work hard, and it's really cool and interesting, and I share all my findings for the betterment of everybody else in all of their fields. And she's a bitch. No. And she's comes from a family, so basically... Oh, that might be something. Is that she... Okay, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
He comes through, and he's, like, working on alchemy, working super hard. But alchemy, and while it might, you know, pay somewhat well, it's super boring. And then she comes through, and we get parallel stories where they don't meet each other, and then them meeting is like the inciting incident, where they lock eyes and they're like, ooh, this is something totally foreign to my way of life up until now. And she secretly wants to, like, work in alchemy, but literally she's going to Magic Academy for a business degree. And she's super miffed about that, and she's like, but if I want to get my degree in however many years, then I can only take business classes. Man, don't read too much into it. Or do. I don't care.
We don't.
It's all good.
It's like the five schools of magic. Wizardry, alchemy, sorcery.
Charms, enchantments,
because, yeah. You know.
Enchantments.
Enchantments and business. And management.
Awesome. Okay.
We've got it.
Okay, so what is, who
it's a
are...
pentagram, and at the top is...
Oh my gosh.
It's just management.
And who are our protagonists? Who is the boy? How does he get into the prestigious university? Are his grades, like, perfect?
The testing process.
Yeah.
Like, now we're also condemning standardized testing.
Oh, for real?
It's like, he tested well enough to get in, and pretty much just study whatever he wanted to.
All right. Sick. He's like an outlier when it comes to the test scores, even though everyone who does alchemy is like a genius. Anyway, maybe we have a little sort of teaser at the beginning, kind of like in High School Musical, where they meet each other in some random like ski village or something like that. And they don't know each other's... Like, they learn each other's names, and that's it. And then they just end up at the same university. But in ours, they meet, and they're, like, enchanted with each other. And she's like, no, I mustn't. I'm from this whatever class. I'm going to whatever academy. And he's like, oh, well, they don't have a good alchemy school. I'm going to Magic Academy now. And he, like, shifts his career path just to hopefully run into her. Awesome. Okay, and then like a chain of events. He like brings down the caste system. Okay,
all right,
I kind of dig it. So they are in a ski village.
Don't change your career path to follow a vague love interest, kids.
Yeah.
But it makes for great movies.
Indeed it does. So they're in a ski village, they meet each other, and then they have a wonderful time skiing. And then she finds out, oh, you're poor. Oh, that's such a shame, I love you. And then she leaves, and he's like, I'm going to Magic Academy. And...
yeah, he's like...
let's do time skip. Like, they meet each other when they're younger, so, like, he doesn't even remember why he's going to Magic Academy for computer science.
Right. It's that anime.
So, that's the sort of intro. And then, rather than establishing the universe is the main focus, instead the main focus is now, we're introduced to time skip, 5 years later. We're introduced to Magic Academy. And we come through and we follow Archibald, who...
it's a pretty good wizard name.
Yeah, Archibald, who doesn't fit in with anybody at Magic Academy. And there are, like, you know, 5 alchemy students total or something like that.
Yeah.
And he meets the 2 deuteragonists from Mean Girls. And he gets his small circle. He gets his small ring, right?
Right.
A small ring of friends. While that's happening, we get parallel sort of thing. We get... Esmeralda.
Killing it with these weird random names.
Esmeralda comes through and she's like, hi everybody. And then, you know, she's instantly popular.
I'm elitist.
Yeah, she's elitist and pretty. And she comes through. She is instantly in all sorts of clubs and everything. And they cross paths. What sends them crossing paths should be them straying from some sort of path set out for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't want to be a part of the... What is that? Initiation something or other when you're rushing sorority type thing?
Right, yeah.
And he, I don't know, skips class? I guess, yeah, what...
is a mixer. He's like, he skips, good. She skips orientation. He bails on a mixer.
Yeah, what he needs to miss out on needs to be something that is, like, by the book conducive to his career, and what she needs to miss out on is a networking event. She skips a networking event. He skips, like, a game. What's that called? A game jam? You know,
like, I don't know. A hackathon.
Yeah, something like that. He skips an alchemy jam where they're like, oh yeah, all the alchemy students get together and we just, you know, bash out a really great project that would make someone's whole career. But we do it in like a week. It's so much. We do it in a couple of hours. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Great minds coming together.
We invented. We made a philosopher's stone. It turned 30% of the people who used it into a fish, but the rest of them, lived like an extra 60 years.
And so he skips the equivalent of a game jam, or maybe it's an actual game jam, and she skips like a networking event, you know, a dinner at a country club type of thing. The reason she skips it is because she's like suddenly overcome. Maybe someone skis by and they both see him, and they're both reminded where she's like, oh, I could have been more sincere to who I truly want to be. And that's why she has like a little bit and she's like, I need to skip this networking event. And then he's like, oh wait, I need to, you know, get out of my whole career is everything mindset and just like pursue more based on pure feeling, true love. I'm gonna go to the top of that snowy mountain, the last place I had this feeling, and then they just sort of accidentally run into each other.
Right, okay, so hang on. It's top of the snowy mountain. Okay, so Esmeralda,
yes,
on this skiing trip at the beginning, is like, I'm gonna go there. That's where I'm gonna go. I've been coming here my whole life. And I always look down on that school, and I know that's where I'm gonna go when I'm in a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And then they both, and they, you know, they have this sweet childhood moment when summer days are forever, and now they go back to that spot.
Right.
And it's like fate, because it's fate, because their universe is controlled by 2 guys making a podcast.
Indeed. And so they have that moment, and what they don't get the chance to just sit and talk. Basically, the intention of that is if they did sit and talk to each other, they would wind up together, boom, just like that. Right. So what breaks them up right then?
Like, they see each other.
I got it.
What?
The principal.
The principal.
The principal with the hat. That's the introduction of the principal. It's like, yes, you're not welcome out here during school hours. That's why I like to do these patrols myself. And then, boom. And then he gets detention and she doesn't.
Because classism.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She gets docked like 5 goober points, which actually don't have any sort of meaning or value.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was our inciting incident. We're working towards a sort of first pinch point. What should that first pinch point be? That should be we establish the first big obstacle to our internal struggle of, I want to be able to do whatever I want. Yeah. This is university. It's all about, you know, trying new things. And they're like, okay, but stay in your lane.
An unlikely gang of misfits in detention.
There you go.
There you go. It's like, you know, it's a couple of people from a couple of other tracks. There's a, we got a wizard, we got a sorcerer, and we got like a charms magician person.
Okay. I dig it. And all of those people, that it's okay, now we're getting into Mean Girls, High School Musical, Romeo and Juliet, and, they, and Breakfast Club.
Yeah, and like these guys, and like they're in trouble now and again, so they just hang out with each other, and they teach each other different stuff from their own tracks.
Oh, that's good.
It's like if you use a rune on a philosopher's stone, you can actually enhance its powers, especially if you put it in this circle that I learned from my wizardry class. So you can actually forget turning lead into gold. You can turn gold into fish. I'm stuck on fish today.
Interesting. Okay, so yeah, those,
just something like that.
That Breakfast Club, they're like the smartest kids in the school just because they're cross-disciplinary, you know?
Yeah.
And they get in detention on purpose sometimes so that they can get uninhibited hangout time with each other. And who oversees detention but the vice principal?
The cool
skateboard.
Skateboard.
Skateboard. She can transmogrify herself into a skateboard, and that's what makes her so cool.
And it slides away and it just does a kickflip on top.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
This is dope.
This is awesome.
Okay.
This is the best thing I have ever done.
Okay, we've got the second pinch point. They are all about helping our boy get up there. No, you know what it is? He's mistaken. He's like, oh my gosh, I need to get into the business school. Instead of just hanging out with her and being good, he's like, I need to get into the business school. And that's what his friends sort of like help him try to do. And so they're like, okay, we worked it out. In order to not get kicked out of school, you can't get in detention more than like twice every week. However, if you want to get into the business school, then you can only get in detention like once every week and do certain chores and then, you know, certain, you're absolved of certain detention attendances, blah, 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 blah. So if you want to transfer to the business school, we'll help you out, boy. It's for true love. Like, one of them is like, it's for true love. We got to do it. The other one is like, I hate the business school. Let's do it. And then maybe a third or a fourth. It's Mean Girls.
It's the greatest magic of all, and I'm bored.
I dig this.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay. It's not... Okay. Just to maintain some semblance of us taking this seriously. It's like, it is not the business school. It is magical leadership. Yeah. And sneak in the letters MBA somewhere, though, because that's funny.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is magical leadership. So they don't, like, really study magic. They study, well, business management.
Magical, behavioral, something or other. So, like, basically what they practice is spells so we can convince people to be a little more docile, yeah, or whatever. Oh, that's funny. Okay.
Okay, magic and behavioral arcania.
Yes. Magical
and magic behavioral. Magic and behavioral arcania.
Magic and behavioral arcania. I dig that. This is good. The MBA program. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so that's his first pinch point. Her first pinch point is she tries to tell everybody in her, I'm just going to call it a sorority, in her house. Oh boy, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
In her...
Coven.
What?
Coven.
What's that?
Witches have covens.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's there. It's, you know, like a lodge or a... It's like a sorority. It's the exact same thing. And I have long suspected that sororities are groups of witches, but we'll get to that later.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so she tells everyone in her coven, I kind of want to check out... She doesn't say there's this guy, because they're like, ooh. Instead, maybe she does. She's like, there's this boy. And they're all like, ooh. And it's very cartoony. And I like him. Ooh, I think he likes me. Ooh. And he's in the alchemy school. No. And they're all like, no, no, that's it. No. Like, what? You
no,
can't.
No, no, no. Right. Not going to say the tune, but you know the song.
I do indeed.
It's a good song.
And there's one girl, glasses alert, nerd. She comes up and she's like, I can help with that. And so she gives her, like, secret. She's like, my dad was an alchemist or whatever. And then she gives her, like, secret alchemy courses. And so that's her first pinch point. Rather than... And so he does things to get in detention on purpose. You know, okay, now it's a little more like Grease, even. Or wait, is that what happened in Grease? No.
No one remembers.
There was an episode of, I think it was Saved by the Bell, where they both are convinced that they should change for the other. And then they wind up in opposite spots. And that's... like, what would be the third pinch point?
Yeah, it's like the change your identity of the Magi.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
Of the magic.
Ooh. Ooh, wait, okay. Keep that tabbed for the title we come up with later. So, we've got the first pinch point. She is taking sort of secret alchemy lessons. He's learning behavioral magic so that he... And he's learning cross-disciplinary stuff so that he can boost his grades and get into the... behavioral school. And she... should she try to, like, drop out and become an alchemy student? What is her strategy? Or maybe she's just in denial.
I think it's just, like, her making this effort to have something in common with this person that she's interested in. And then maybe what happens is that she becomes fascinated in it with it herself.
Okay, I like that. Yeah. She just gets into it.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of, like, becoming intrigued by something to, like, impress someone else and then finding that you are interested in this thing.
Yes. And, oh my gosh, we are pulling from so many movies right now. Aladdin. He comes through and at one of the big dances or whatever, a big social event where the whole school has to talk to each other.
Right.
He rolls up in like a tuxedo and she's rolled up ready to like be like, hey, guess what? I really dig alchemy. And she's like, oh, hey, it's you. And he's like, oh, hey, you saw me in my disguise. I was pretending to be into alchemy. I'm actually trying to get in on the business program. My test scores were just so good. Like... And then she sort of keeps that to herself. And so that's the midpoint that we have to stop at because we're at 30 minutes. Yeah. That's the midpoint is them coming together and they almost end up together again, but this time it's their own fault.
Right.
Well, okay. It's his fault.
Well, I guess my question is, do we want that to be like their first interaction? Or they've had this interaction at the beginning. It's like briefly and then they are interrupted by the cackly witch principle.
Right.
What? I mean, like, do they interact at all at that first part where they see each other again for the first time?
Oh, well, there was a bit. How did they do it in Aladdin? Oh, well.
Jasmine almost gets her hand cut off.
Right. I think it should play out more like that, where they do have a bit of, like, walking through the woods and sort of, like, you know, talking. And he starts... And he's embarrassed by the alchemy and... he inadvertently reveals, like, oh, and then she sees him get hyped talking about alchemy. So she sees that, but he doesn't outright say he's in the alchemy school. So he's like, oh, he clams up a little bit. And then the cackly witch comes through and she's like, save room for Jesus.
And she save room for Satan, kids.
I want to say right off the bat, I'm big Roman Catholic. And save I think we're going to make everyone here religious somehow.
Yeah.
Maybe there's one Satanist, but no one talks to him. Yeah. They're like, oh, don't. That guy only joined the magic school because he thought it was, like, satanic. What a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Don't talk to him.
Don't talk to that guy.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, so I've like, got...
Like, he's the only... He pulled out some archaic documents and found out that if he applied for necromancy, they had to teach him. he literally summons his instructors.
Oh my gosh, that's good. That's so funny.
It's the first person who homeschools themselves.
Oh, gosh. I'm really digging this. We have to stop, but let's recap.
Okay.
Boy and a girl have that
Archibald
icon.
And Esmeralda.
Archibald and Esmeralda.
We're not changing those.
Yeah, no way. They have that eye-locking moment in the first teaser scene, and then they come together, and they have almost forgotten each other, but they reunite off-campus at Magic Academy, a super prestigious magic university, and they have the first pinch point, which is Aladdin. He reveals that he's really into alchemy without confessing he's in the alchemy school. They part ways. They come back together, and it's still Aladdin after that. He mm-hmm. is like, all right, genie, I mean Breakfast Club, make me a prince. I mean a business student.
And then the Breakfast Club is like, both of those felt like a step down from the first thing, but okay.
And so the Breakfast Club helps him get on track to become, you know, a magic and behavioral Arcania student.
That might not be a word, but it is now.
Yeah. And she realizes she's really into alchemy. So she's like, oh, wait, I can just drop out of this program that's not for everyone. I should stop dissing it. And so they have little montages here and there. And then the midpoint comes through. And we might decide another plot point right before the midpoint because that's a little brief. They reunite. And he's like, oh, yes, I'm Snooty. And she's like, oh, okay, I really dig you, so I guess I'll stay in this school if you're coming into this school. And we'll have to stop there. It's definitely going the way of Mean Girls and Max Keeble's Big Move, but we gotta stop.
But with magic.
Correct.
All right. We'll be right back.
And we're back.
For reasons beyond our control.
We only came up with one thing, the title, because there was no one else. There were no characters to give names, really. That didn't matter too much this time around.
Yeah. Vice Principal Skateboard and Dean Crone or whatever.
Yeah, the Dean Crone. Okay, the name of the movie, it looks as though it's called Teen Witch Movie, when in reality, it's called Teen Weech Movie. You'll notice that witch is in brackets, and you're reading that I phonetically correct, it's Teen Weech Movie. Tell him why. Tell him what a weech is.
Magus University. Let me have this. We should call it that. It's a callback to our earlier work. They have a less appreciated minor in gender studies. The only minor they offer, by the way. And they have coined the term weech as a gender-neutral term for witches, which tends to have a feminine leaning or implication.
All right. Now that we've gotten the only thing out of the way, we were at the midpoint. They were at we're assuming is the homecoming dance.
The homecoming dance.
And they have decided to go out. Do they decide to go out from there?
Yes. Decide, or they're courting. They're acquainting.
Okay.
They're spending some time together.
I dig it.
And now all of her friends kind of approve of this dude, and she goes up and, like, feels bad, and, like, she has to keep her interest in alchemy a secret. And Archibald now thinks he's a little too good to hang out with his misfit gang of friends who helped him get what he wanted in life.
Word.
Which is to get to be in with the pretty girl and to have a career opportunity. All and he's right. also finds himself bored by the coursework as he is allowed to take leadership classes.
All right. Word. So what we're building towards is the third pinch point. So we have to decide. Esmeralda doesn't really change her trajectory that much unless we want to introduce a new element, like he's secretly doing alchemy stuff, or maybe he leaves his alchemy textbook behind somewhere and like he leaves notes in it and she finds that and she's like, oh, I'm falling in love with whoever wrote this book.
Yeah.
And not knowing it's him secretly, you know, And we could take that in a way where she's like, I don't like two-timing because I'm a good person, so I'm going to confront him. Or we can make it like the Pina Colada song, where they both kind of are like, oh, I'm not being true to myself. I'm going to go out with this. I'm going to two-time with this stranger.
How about instead we change it? How about instead of either of those ideas, we change it? She finds that book and notes and stuff earlier, and she becomes interested in that. She's more interested in that guy. She wants to find out who that guy is. She thought it was him, and now she's like, it's not that guy.
You're not that guy.
Yeah, you're not that guy.
You're not that guy.
You're not that guy. She was like so sure, and she's like, all right, so I like this guy. Who is this guy? So she's searching for that guy. Does that just make... But now, here's the problem. That makes her kind of a flat character, doesn't it?
It does.
It does. Okay.
It's tricky.
It's tricky. Okay.
What? We should... since we're sort of hitting a wall right now, we should decide either the pitch point or the finale. We should hone in on one and sort of work towards that rather than just try to decide whatever they might do next.
The Dark Lord attacks the school. Wait a minute.
That happens in the third movie.
Okay, great. We need a Dark Lord. The necromancy kid becomes the Dark Lord.
Oh, dang.
I know, right?
Oh, no.
Long game.
Oh, man, we're gonna write books. Uh-oh.
Oh, no! Okay. Coming this fall from the Petchy... Next fall from the Petchy Brothers... a blatant Harry Potter ripoff.
It's a book called Teen Weech Movie.
Teen Weech Movie Book. The book.
Everybody's, what the hell? Okay.
This is like, there are 8 layers of inside joke. Okay. Which publishers love, I'm sure.
We gotta decide, where are we going with this?
Maybe we can just like, we can just stop. We can just go. And I mean, who says when the potential of this story has been tapped? I mean,
when we do it, that's when.
Okay.
We only have to come up with 2 more plot points, and I'm willing to make this a short episode because I have a lot to do tomorrow, and I want to go to bed.
Fine. Okay.
I don't want him to have 100% of the spotlight. Max Keeble's big move. Don't fucking do that while I'm talking.
Okay. You don't want him to have...
Yeah, I don't want him. I don't want him to have 100% of the spotlight like Max Keeble's big move or Aladdin. Because I want her... I want to explore her side of this kind of story. You know, we don't get to see Jasmine do very much. We don't get to see the 2 supporting characters in Mean Girls do anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't even remember their names.
Exactly. Basically, they are just like... static characters for our protagonist to bounce off of. So how did they do it in High School Musical? Everybody just sort of turned around and decided to support him. What it could be is, I think in High School Musical, I'm not 100% sure, but I think in High School Musical, they tricked the protagonists into not wanting to be with each other. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
That is what happened.
And it was a bit ironic because the cliques were working together to make that happen.
Exactly.
So we could do that. We could do... Yes, we can do both. It can be Max Keeble's big move and High School Musical. Max Keeble's big move where the Breakfast Club boys... Damn, this is a lot of layers. The Breakfast Club is like, dang, we don't like Archibald anymore. He's become a plastic. I mean, a business student. I mean...
Obnoxious.
Obnoxious.
I mean, Max Keeble's big move. Wait, no, go back.
And on the other side, it's High School Musical, where the girls' friends, Esmeralda's friends, are like, we need to hatch a plot to break Esmeralda up with not this guy that she thought was Mr. Cool, but we need to break her up with her love of alchemy.
Yeah. And all these leadership program women are all women because it's about time. So the women folk and the Breakfast Club team up. So how do they play Archibald and Esmeralda off of each other?
What have you got?
Okay. Esmeralda's friends go to, we don't like Archibald, he's kind of a jerk, he's kind of a jerk, and we think he's a bad influence with all this alchemy stuff. And the Breakfast Club is like, all right, we don't like how Archibald's acting, and we think if we knock him on his butt, he'll come back to us and start being our friend again instead of a jerk. The women folk in the Breakfast Club,
okay,
are teaming up. How do they play them off of each other?
How do they play them off of each other? I had an idea. I can't remember what it was. I am thinking the initial plan I had a couple minutes ago was Esmeralda's friends hatch some sort of plot to sneak in, infiltrate the alchemy school and the Breakfast Club kids. And when they get there and they're about and they get caught in the moment, the Breakfast Club kids are like, "What are you doing? Oh, we don't like your Archibald guy." And they're like, "We don't like him either. He turned into a jerk." Oh, okay. And then they start working together.
Right.
So what do they decide to do together? And that is exactly like High School Musical. Oh my gosh.
Well, I don't know. They also all like pair off a little bit and find interests with these people and their mixed forms of magic. Yeah. And they see value in these people who are learning leadership.
That, yes, okay, I got it. No, I had an idea that was sort of, oh, let's get her to fall in love with this other guy, and then the other guy turned out to be Archibald.
Yeah.
So it worked out.
Yeah, okay, yeah. See, that was what I was going for, which we could not figure out for the life of me, because we would have to draw it out on paper.
Word.
for one person to explain to another. Okay, let's take a slightly different route. They have this team-up moment, and Archibald and Esmeralda are kind of coming together as a couple, but under these kind of false pretenses, and this lets Esmeralda be like a more dynamic character, is that she's found something that she's really passionate about instead of just in alchemy, instead of just like doing what she's always been told. Mm-hmm. And Archibald is just pretending to be someone he's not, because I mean both of them are kind of pretending to be this other kind of person because they want to be with each other, and they're finding that even though they like each other, it's making them kind of unhappy. It is making them unhappy. And the leader, the women folk, I can't remember what else to call them. The women folk.
The women.
No disrespect to women. Some of my best friends are women. I was going to say, we're going to get some letters. You don't have our address. But the women leaders, the girl bosses, if you will.
Yes. Yes.
And the Breakfast Club come together and coordinate this plan for another social event, like the end of semester party, and they come up with this plan to like cast a very complex spell
that's only possible through cross discipline
to drive them apart, to drive Archibald and Esmeralda apart. The problem is, without the proper alchemical expertise, it leads to some kind of catastrophe.
Okay. I dig that. Yes. Something we've established just through side comments in the first half. Oh yes, we built this school around a prison for a demon buried underground or some junk. Sort of like that. And so what they're trying to make is like disillusioning whatever. Make sure these two people don't end up together, but without an alchemist genius or two. They're instead making the doom gate to hell on Mars or something.
Right.
And so then...
Right. Okay, hang on. I think we're like... I feel like we were very intentionally trying to... We were very intentionally trying to avoid demon stuff, which we were explicit about. It's like, all right, it's a very... This is the best place to study because it's on top of ley lines or... a rich deposit of magic juice or whatever.
Tectonic plates.
Which attracts spirits. The barriers around the school protect us. The disenchantment spell, you know, because love is the most powerful magic of all. Ooh. Disenchantment spell is incredibly complicated and powerful and unpredictable. And it's like, they don't know each other well enough to be in love, yet a disenchantment spell can still work.
Okay.
So They're like, there are competing theories to that, actually. And he's like, shut up. This will work.
Okay, yeah.
And then they do that, and then it takes down the barrier because they don't have an alchemist.
Word. And my story producer nerves are getting the best of me. This can't be all one plot point. So instead of it all happening at once, they use the spell to make them fall out of love with each other, and they think it works. But in reality, they forgot one key ingredient. So not only are they, like, glum and in terrible moods, Archibald and Esmeralda, but slowly everyone is getting in a terrible mood because the darkness is creeping in because they forgot that one key ingredient. And then the finale is at, you know, the big game or the big dance. Probably some big dance because we have not established any sort of magical sport
up to this point. Yeah, it's an end of semester party, and it's just like they just play. It's just baseball. They just play baseball, and everybody does just magic in the crowd. Just, okay.
I like it.
They just play baseball.
So that's going down, and what makes it the finale is a ticking clock, and they're like the villain. Or rather, the idea of a villain or whatever. The darkness is on its way.
Yeah.
The evil spirits are on their way here right now. Why is that? And then the cool principal and the evil principal set aside their differences. And they're like, wait, I have half of a clue and you have half of a clue. Someone must have used a disenchantment spell. No one is beyond redemption, Alec. Not even the green witch with the hat.
Yeah. They don't kick her out at the end. She retires from principaliting.
Exactly.
And goes back to teaching.
And they're like, someone must have cast an inaccurate disenchantment spell. Who did that? And where did they do it? And the school worked together to figure out, oh, wait, no, we did that. Oh, no, this is so bad. We gotta work our way to the weird little room where we did the thing. And then they're like, how do we solve this? And Archibald, there being a vain little jackass, is like, oh, well, I don't know. Because he doesn't have his notes, so of course he wouldn't be able to sort of solve this. And then Esmeralda's like, I'm putting all of my social credit on the line. I think I can solve this with my alchemy knowledge. And she's like trying to figure it out. And then she whips out the notes and she's like, oh no. And then she's like, I think this will do it. And Archibald is like, grabs her hand. You were close. You got one thing wrong, Sugar Bear. They work together to save the school, and the caste system is destroyed. But that's the denouement. It's just a 5-minute sex scene. And in the background, or is the Breakfast Club cheering them on? And apparently, the Greek and the Greek chorus from Legally Blonde.
Woo! Finally, another one. There weren't enough movies in here.
Oh my gosh.
You know, this is a pretty good cohesive story. And in another very different sense, this is the worst thing we have ever done.
This is despicable.
It's comforting to know that we could totally sell out for cash.
But it was pretty fun. It was pretty fun.
It's also comforting to know that selling out, if we do that, will be pretty fun.
Yeah.
have to make it as artists first, I guess. Oof. Is that caveat.
So.
Okay, so we've got, I mean, that's, did we leave anything out? I think that is the majority.
I honestly don't care.
I honestly can't blame you. So, in the end, principal skateboard glides from hall to hall, and now she skateboards on a skateboard as a skateboard.
Sick.
And people are like, they're introducing their first hybrid programs. I like it. Our villain was society, and society changed. And we're still very worried about this necromancy kid, so that we could do a sequel if we wanted to.
Word.
He's still there talking to dead people. He was very excited about the evil spirits.
I like that.
Yeah. Regardless, I think this story is tapped.
Word. Me too. The end.
The end.
Thanks for listening to this episode of StoryTap. If you enjoyed, make sure to leave a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And follow us on Twitter @StoryTapPodcast. It helps a ton. And thanks again.